This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence today and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. On the eve of the monsoon session, government yesterday convened an all-party meeting in Parliament House Annexe. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended the meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in the West Bengal Assembly elections, and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. However, after registering their protest, the opposition members attended the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Mr. Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
Talking to media, TMC MP Mahua Moitra said that the entire opposition, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM and Aam Aadmi Party, walked out from the meeting. She also alleged that NCPI is not a recognized parliamentary party. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla called on the Business Advisory Committee meeting ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, members representing the government as well as various political parties exchanged views on the legislative and other businesses proposed to be taken up during the session. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized the importance of constructive deliberations, meaningful participation and adherence to the highest parliamentary traditions. Delhi police has clarified that no permission has been sought or granted for any protest, march and procession in the New Delhi district in view of Parliament session beginning today. In a social media post, the police said Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita is in force in the area. Hence, protest marches, processions, demonstrations and assemblies of five or more persons are strictly prohibited in the area except Jantar Mantar. Recalling the rich contribution of Bengal to the nation in every way, including independence movement, religion, literature, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the then government of West Bengal has ruined the legacy of the Bengal. He stressed that Bharatiya Janata Party will make Bengal great again. Amit Shah yesterday laid the foundation stone virtually of Amul Bengal Dairy's curd-making facility at Sankrail in Howrah district in West Bengal from the Biswas Bangla Convention Centre in Kolkata. This is the world's largest curd-making facility. Amit Shah said by buying cooperative products, the people could contribute towards farmers' empowerment. Besides, Amit Shah distributed certificates to various cooperators in West Bengal and virtually laid the foundation stone of 14 godowns of total 1,400 metric tons capacity in 9 districts and inaugurated 2 godowns of 100 metric tons capacity each in Cooch Bihar and South 24 Parganas districts under the Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana RKVY. A cooperative portal WBERCS has also been initiated by the cooperative minister. India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir and Uttarakhand today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and parts of Northeast India during the next 2 days. For Delhi, IMD has forecast a generally cloudy sky today. In men's cricket, England beat India by 27 runs in the third ODI and sealed a 2-1 series win at Lord's in London. England had set a target of 388 runs for India in the third ODI. Chasing the target, visitors could score 360 runs for 7 in 50 overs. Opting to bat first, England scored 387 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. PM Modi has congratulated the Indian team for securing 4 gold medals at the 58th International Chemistry Olympiad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this was India's best ever performance at the prestigious global competition. Mr. Modi also congratulated all 4 members of the Indian team for winning medals, including 1 gold at the 37th International Biology Olympiad held in Vilnius, Lithuania. And that is the end of this news bulletin.